This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, September 25th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Downey. Here's today's state lines. Farm Bureau against Prop 50, relief over stalled solar bill, and Rollins speaking at the Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City. California Farm Bureau opposes Prop 50. The California Farm Bureau urging farmers and ranchers to reject Proposition 50 in the upcoming November special election. In commentary yesterday for its trade journal, President Shannon Douglas warned the ballot measure would shift redistricting power from an independent commission to the legislature. Under the existing system, California Citizens Redistricting Commission, established by voters in 2008, draws congressional district lines to prevent partisan gerrymandering. Proposition 50 would overturn that structure and enable legislators to create their own district maps through 2030. Farm Bureau sees the measure as a direct threat to rural representation. The group contends that the proposed maps could split cohesive agriculture communities and diminish their electoral influence. Regions like the spawning district for northeastern California, along with Fresno County and the San Joaquin County, face significant boundary changes under the proposal. Take note, the California Chamber of Commerce has decided to stay out of the fight. In a statement last week, Board Chair Marion Brown said the advocacy organization trusts voters to decide. Farm groups share relief over stalled solar bill. California's agricultural community is applauding the decision to pull AB 1156. The controversial bill would have reduced barriers for converting Williamson Ag farmland into solar developments, particularly in drought-stressed areas. The California Farm Bureau, the American Farmland Trust, and the California Cattlemen Association praising the move, saying it protects critical safeguards for productive agriculture land. AB 1156 would have allowed landowners to cancel the contracts without paying termination fees if they had insufficient water. Opponents warned the legislation could trigger widespread contract cancellations under loosely defined water shortage claims, undermining long-term farmland protections. Assemblymember Buffy Wicks of Oakland withdrew the bill in the final hours of the session earlier this month. Agriculture advocates say the pause offers an opportunity to craft more balanced reforms that protect both energy goals and farmland preservation. Wicks can revive the bill in January as the second half of the two-year session gets underway. Rollins to address Ag Outlook Forum. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins will address the annual Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City, Missouri today during this pivotal moment in time for U.S. agriculture. The forum at the Kansas City Marriott downtown is sponsored by the Agribusiness Council of Kansas City and AgriPulse Communications. Rollins goes on at 10 Central Time. Before that, at 9:30, is Alex Sayago, the Vice President of Ag and Turf Sales and Marketing for John Deere. Other speakers include USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer, Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas, and Harrison Pittman, the Director of the National Agricultural Law Center. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Judge says IG firings were illegal but will not require reinstatement. A federal judge says President Donald Trump's abrupt January firing of federal inspectors general violated a 1978 law requiring Congress to be notified in advance, but she did not order their reinstatement. Federal Judge Anna C. Reyes in Washington, D.C. ruled yesterday that Trump violated the Inspector General Act by not giving lawmakers the required notice and rationale for the removal. USDA Inspector General Phyllis Fong was among those fired. But Judge Reyes says the fired IGs could not prove that being fired had caused them irreparable harm, and noted that even if they were reinstated, they could still be lawfully removed once Trump did provide notice. The court recognizes plaintiffs' exceptional services as IGs marked by decades of distinguished leadership across multiple administrations, Reyes wrote. They sacrifice much on the role of an IG and its many demands, no doubt including substantial time away from family and far larger paychecks available in the private sector. They deserved better from their government, and they still do. China to forego developing economy perks at the WTO. China said that it'll no longer self-identify as a developing economy at the World Trade Organization and will forego the benefits and flexibilities associated with the status. Chinese Premier Li Qiao made the announcement at the United Nations General Assembly this week. Why it matters? Well, developing economies can get special and differential treatment in WTO negotiations. They can also sometimes take on lesser obligations or be exempt from certain obligations in agreements. Former WTO Director General Alan Wolf told AgriPulse the move shows that China wants more leadership in international trade. If China ever wanted to take a real leadership role in the WTO, Wolf said, this was an obstacle. China was claiming that it was something that it was not. Alternatively, Wolf said China's move could be an effort to sweeten ongoing trade negotiations with the U.S. American officials had long been frustrated by China's insistence that it was a developing country to get special treatment. This is long overdue. Should have happened 15 or 20 years ago, Wolf said. Here's today's final word. By the way, the vast majority of these investments were in rural and red parts of our country. Complete betrayal, total betrayal. That Governor Gavin Newsom, at a discussion at Climate Week, blasting the president over canceling $13 billion in clean energy tax credits, saying the move helps China win the race when it comes to manufacturing green technologies like electric cars. Newsom added that he is worried about how spending cuts like this impact agriculture. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, September 25th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.